Greetings, golf fans. Sports Guy Ty here. Episode 62 of the Right Click Print Money Podcast. 3M Open tips, picks, and best bets making paper for the masses. Shallow Cal enjoyed a fish and chips version of the Winner Winner fried perch dinner last week at the Open Championship in Scotland, and he's plenty ready to gloat about mullet man Cam Smith. Big week for Shallow Cal as well, with Cam Young place at 125-1, as well as a couple first-round leader places. Not so great for T-Mac and I. Your friends can listen to the show wherever podcasts are available by searching for Right Click Print Money. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. Enjoy. Welcome to another week on the Beautiful Grind. This is the 3M Open Preview, and I'm your host, Sports Guy Ty. You can find me on Twitter at Sports Guy Ty. Normally, I'm joined each week by T-Mac and Shallow Cal. Internet difficulties this week for T-Mac. He may pop in at some point during the recording tonight, but from here, it will be carried by myself and Shallow Cal, whom you can find on the Twitters at Shallow Cal Golf. And let's just jump right into your card from last week, my friend. Maybe fish and chips, a more appropriate celebration than a winner, winner fried perch dinner after nailing Cam Smith at the Open Championship?
Well, fish and chips would be nice, but we're going kangaroo steaks. We're going big. That was awesome by the mullet man himself, Cam Smith. The putting display that he put on this week was just absolutely incredible. Even on Saturday when it wasn't falling, I mean, they were so close. You knew that if he caught that hot putter on Sunday, there was a little bit of a chance. I thought Rory was actually going to have to play a worse round than he did for Cam Smith or Cam Young to win. I thought he was going to have to play like an even par kind of round, because I thought if Rory played well, that he would just go out there and shoot, you know, 67, 68, no problem. But he didn't. Those birdie putts just didn't fall for him. So, yeah, it was a great week from the first round leader places to the outright and Cam Smith, and then the 125-1 Cam Young full place. It was a fantastic week for me. Probably my best result at a major since I've been starting betting on golf. And finally, because, you know, it's so much fun to do it at a major. The Palmetto Championship at the Congaree is one thing, but when you nail the Open, you know, that has a little more juice to it.
What's your podcast sauce tonight to celebrate this victory?
So, shout out to our guy in Minneapolis. What was the username?
Golf Guy on
Golf
Twitter.
Guy. Yes, Golf Guy on Twitter.
F Golf Guy at F Golf Guy.
So he was drinking a hazy IPA. I actually have two podcast sauces. I was just in Chicago. They're both by Pipeworks. We had a little bit of internet difficulty, so I had to grab another podcast sauce. But I have the Mini Unicorn by Pipeworks. It's a IPA with Citra, Simcoe, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty good. It's only 5%, so that's why it's the Mini Unicorn, because the real Ninjaverse Unicorn is up around 8. And then I've got the Ninjaverse Unicorn versus the Haze. So it's a hazy Ninjaverse Unicorn, and that's up at 8%. Fantastic. Thanks for listening. Thanks for dropping that hazy IPA in there. I love him as well. So cheers, mate.
Sounds super duper heady. I am not quite as fancy this week. Estrella Jalisco. Good old-fashioned Costco beer from Mexico to drown my sorrows, because I'm pretty much bemoaning everything about the world of golf after the weekend. I was, of course, on Rory for that defeat in crushing form at the hands of your guy, Cam Smith. Still disappointed.
And, hey, And Cam Young beat him too. I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, I was sitting there with my dad because we were together in the Rory misery along with the rest of his cigar club. Pulled some money and put some bets down. And I said, he's not even going to finish second place when he stepped up to the tee on 18, because that was an unbelievable drive from Cam Young, and you just knew he was going to make that eagle putt. I said, and damn, I mean, Rory's gonna miss a playoff.
I wasn't sure what I wanted to happen, because a Cam Smith birdie pretty much locked up the fact that he was going to win, unless Rory, you know, made a miraculous eagle. But I wasn't sure if I wanted Cam Smith to make par and Cam Young to make eagle so that I could have that 25-1 winner or not, in not the, the 28-1, 125, I'm sorry. But man, that 125 would have been nice. I didn't want to get too greedy, so I was really cheering for Cam just to put it up there on the front of the green. When he pulled driver after laying up every single round on 18, I was like, all right, this is going to go well. This is, we're going to win this tournament. And honestly, when I knew he won that tournament was the putt from behind the bunker on 17. And then the following putt for par that he made. I mean, that is just like, that's jaw-droppingly good. Golf right there. I can't even imagine having those two shots in the bag and just to play it confidently and be like, look, I'm going to get this to 10 feet and then I'm going to drain this for par. Not even worrying about it. Don't even hesitate. Didn't even think about pulling the wedge. Man, as you like to say, that was some good G right there.
A bird in the hand is always worth two in the bush. You don't want to give Rory McIlroy an opportunity in a three-man playoff with the two cams. So I would certainly take that 25-1 and run to the bank with it. I missed a place on Spieth by one stroke after he missed that 9-footer on 18. That was pretty crushing as well, particularly at that time as it was beginning to look like it was unraveling for Rory, not necessarily from the standpoint of anything he was doing, but just the heater that Cam Smith caught there on the back nine. But big one for me to rub salt in the wound. I was on six golfers in Tahoe last week for the Barracuda. Only went each way on my two longest plays, Austin Cook and Sean Crocker. I finished second with Alex Noren, third with Martin Laird, and didn't collect a thing on either one of them because they were win-only bets. So tough weekend for me for golf. T-Mac and I were laughing about it before the show, but I've replayed it a thousand times in my mind. There are literally four shots, all four of them putts, actually, from those two tournaments over the weekend that had they ended with a different result than what they did, I would have gone from a 24-unit loss in the week to up more than 55 units. A tough one to swallow, but that is why we call it the beautiful grind, and this is another week back on it. So what we're going to do this week, we're actually going to change it up a little bit, jump right into picks. We'll weave important stats to consider, weather and course conditions, and other preview tidbits throughout the selections, but we're going to just get right after it tonight. Very quickly, we are at TPC Twin Cities in Blaine, Minnesota. It's a par 71, 7,431 yards. Original Arnold Palmer and Tom Lehman design in 2000, renovated in 2018 to prepare for the move from the Champions Tour, toughened and lengthened. Bent grass greens, large undulating fast. You got 3-inch fescue for your rough. 3-inch fescue bluegrass mix for the rough.
Yeah.
Fairways, bent grass, plenty wide, got some run to them. A lot of water here, 27 hazards on 15 holes. Also have 72 bunkers, and it can get windy at times. All right, we are down T-Mac tonight, as mentioned earlier, having those internet issues. So what we're going to do is we'll save his card till the end of the show. As a reminder, you can see all of our picks, not only for the 3M Open, but for all past tournaments, full season, profit and loss, going all the way back to the beginning of last season by following at Right Click Picks on Twitter. We link our Google spreadsheet out there every week. So you can always go there for the cards. We'll read Trevor's at the end. I'm going to roll through quickly our cards on the front end this time so you know who we're on early. And then Shallow Cal, you and I'll bounce around a little bit and banter on some of these golf picks.
Sounds great.
All right, well, let's start with your card. You are on one of the short favorites, Sung J M, 16-1. You take it from there into the 20s with Sahith Thegala at 28, Cameron Tringali at 33-1, Matthias Schwab, we'll talk about him certainly, at 60-1, Callum Tarran at 90-1, and then you got three plays in the triple digits, Garrick Higo at 125-1, Kevin Chappell at 200-1, and Big Beautiful Harry Higgs at 200-1. Favorite play on that card quickly?
Garrick Higo, 125-1. You know it, baby.
Wait. I probably should have guessed that. And we'll certainly talk about Mr. Higo because he pops up a few more times. Shorter card for me this week in terms of names, only on five, but still came in at 12 units. I'm on Maverick McNeely first, 2.5 points each way at 20-1. Davis Riley, a point each way at 28. Cam Davis, a point each way at 33. Adam Svensson, also a point each way at 50-1. And I wrap my card also with Garrick Higo at 125-1, 0.5 point each way. Let's reverse the trend and let's start there this week. All three of us, as a matter of fact, yourself, T-Mac, myself, all on Garrick Higo, all 125-1, 6 places. Why, Shallow Cow, why Garrick Higo this week?
So the last three winners of this tournament, I believe, had odds in the triple digits. Yeah,
they certainly did. Noel, Cam Champ was 80-1 last year. Most places, you may could have found him at 100-1.
Okay, all right. Anyways, what do Matt Wolf and Cameron Champ have in common?
Big hitters.
What is Garrick Higo?
Big hitter.
So, what it also can Garrick Higo do very, 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 very well?
As well, almost as any.
Yes.
Roll that rock.
He can roll the fucking rock. So if he gets hot, if he can just keep the goddamn ball in play, Jesus Christ, man, you look like me out there off the tee. If you hit it 340 yards dead right, it's not going to matter. If he can hit this, if he can get this course with his distance, and he catches that hot putter, he can win a tournament with this. He already won a tournament on PGA Tour with this caliber of a field, I would say. Maybe even a better caliber field at the Congaree.
Probably better at Congaree. Better.
So 125-1, it's just kind of a numbers play for me. And I think he actually can win this tournament.
I do, too. I really do. You mentioned he's got to keep it in play off the tee, and that's really been his bugaboo the last year or so. I think he's going to like this course. It's going to suit his eye because typically this is a course for faders for a right-handed golfer. So as a left-handed golfer who draws the ball, this should, again, suit his eye and kind of be his natural flight, his natural movement. So I'm interested to see kind of how he attacks the course because I agree with you completely. I mean, you're telling me that we're looking for somebody here who's a bomber, who can go low and is a great putter too. I mean, that's Garrick Higo's MO when he was winning all those tournaments on the European Tour.
He was 5 under at the Open after the second round.
Yeah. Flashed at the Open too.
Yeah. Let's catch a little bit of, I mean, let's cash this 125-1 ticket. You know, we missed out last week. Let's cash it this time.
Let's do it. He likes resort courses too. Higo won a couple times over the course of 3 weeks last season on European Tour in the Canary Islands. All three of his wins on the European Tour, 19 under par, 25 under par, 27 under par. Very low numbers. Lone win on the PGA Tour as a rookie at Congaree was only 11 under, but he's proven he can go low. And I think he's going to have to this week with some great weather in the forecast in Blaine, Minnesota. All right. Let's go on back up to the top of the odds boards. We'll start from the top on down as traditional. Just had to get our boy Garrick Higo out of the way. As mentioned, T-Mac on him as well. We've had very sparse opportunities last couple weeks for a team win. This is one of those rare opportunities. So 125-1 for all three of us. Each way play as well out to 6 places. But take us back to the top, Shallow Cal. Your guy, Sung Jae Im. I know that you don't love that number at 16-1, but obviously enough to play him in this caliber of field.
Yeah. You know, he's good for that random win every year, right? So hopefully this can be his random win this year. I don't like the 16-1, of course, but I get it with the quality of the field because he's, you know, you could literally sit there and argue that he's the best golfer in this field, and he might well be the best golfer in this field this week. Big off the tee. He can smash the fucking ball. He putts well on what type of grass, Ty?
Bent grass.
Bent grass. We're at bent grass this week. So, gosh, that's the one thing that I hate about him is his putter, but I think he gets right on some bent grass this week. Let's go, Sung Jae.
Yeah, definitely one of the class of the field for sure. I'm going to stay at the top as well. Not quite as short, but I'm on Maverick McNealy, as mentioned, 2.5 points each way at 20-1. Current form, top 16 or better, last three with two top 10s, including in Tahoe last weekend. He was 16th here on debut in 2021. A tour maiden, and again, one of several talented young guns looking for that first win here before we run out of weeks in the current season. Matt Wolf broke the seal here, still waiting for win number two after that inaugural one at the 3M Open, but is a place where maidens have gone off before, and McNealy is going to do it at some point. I thought maybe even in Tahoe last week, betting favorite, first time in his career, but he kind of faded a little bit late Sunday to ninth as the betting favorite, again, for the first time in his career.
Also a weird setup that week.
Yeah, Stableford scoring, totally. But I know a lot about Maverick McNealy because I bet him a good bit. Did not know this about him. His family's got a house in Tahoe, so he had a nice little cheering section out there for the Barracuda.
Why would you be surprised at that, though?
I was going to say, not a bad life when you grow up on the shores of Pebble, go to Stanford, and oh yeah, your family's got a weekend home up at Tahoe.
And your dad's a billionaire.
I mean, how cool is that, though, that Maverick McNealy literally had a decision to make. I am good enough to be a professional athlete, a world-class professional athlete, and I'm thinking about turning that down because my prospects of making money are better in the business world.
Yeah, I mean, I would not want to have to make that decision. Like, really, that would be so hard. I mean, make millions here or make millions there. Dang, what a hard decision. Boy, oh boy.
He's so supremely talented in so many areas.
Exactly.
It should be a good fit for his game. He's long off the tee, a very good putter on all surfaces. Grew up on the West Coast playing Poa, but he actually plays bent grass at his home course at Summit Club in Las Vegas. Makes a bunch of birdies as well, 12th on tour. Next range we got here, very popular across all three of our cards as we get into kind of the lower end of the 20s and into those first few spots in the 30s. You and me both have 28s. They're different golfers. I'm going to let you start with Sahith Theegala.
He's going to win. He's going to win soon, I think. He's just proven to be a ball striker, man. And he's definitely long off the tee. He can put it out there. He's good around the greens. He's good putter. And I hate being on him at 28-1. It kind of sucks for somebody who hasn't won. But in this field, when I'm looking down the list of players in this field, and I look to see who I think can win, he is definitely one of those guys. So he makes the cut in the most important category of do I think that he can win this tournament? And that's yes, I do think he can.
Yeah, I took a long, hard look at him as well. Again, really liked a lot of golfers in that kind of 28 to like 35-ish range. I landed on another one point each way, Davis Riley at 28-1. Pretty much could just re-record or play back what you just said about Sahith. Great player, Davis Riley, great young player. Hasn't won yet. He's going to at some point for this field. Again, kind of it's strange to say so young in his career. Kind of feels like the one of the class of the field. But you start to look at what he's done, and he's really earned it, particularly of late. He's played six events since late April. Well, I'm sorry, played six events from late April through about early June in the Memorial. During those six events, no worse than top 13, four top 10s, hasn't missed a cut since the RBC Heritage in mid-April. Truly a guy who's knocking on the door. He's kind of earned, again, that distinction of being at the top of odds boards in fields like this. Models really well for me. Top five in this field, the last 24 rounds in strokes gained approach, ball striking, greens in regulation, and birdies or better gained. Also strokes gained tee to green. So just a really good in-form golfer. Going to break through at some point. Don't want to miss it. So I'm Davis Riley this week. A couple 33s for both of us. Back to you, Cameron Tringale.
Yeah, he showed really well in the Scottish Open the first round. And then kind of faded. But again, just a guy that he can make birdies in bunches, and I think that'll do well here. I think that it's almost just like he's got good numbers in the model. He is pretty good course history here. And just the fact that you look at this field, I keep going back to this, but this, you know, you look at this field and he's, to me, another guy who's just very capable of winning this tournament and could win this tournament. So that's why I had him in my mid range at 33.
Made the cut all three times since this debuted on the PGA Tour back in 2019. He's got a third place finish in 2020. Cameron Tringale has the dubious distinction of being the PGA Tour player who has won the most money in the history of the PGA Tour without a victory. I'm sure he desperately wants that first win, but not a bad consolation prize when you can say you've won more money than literally any other player to ever do this without a win.
I mean, he's probably made more money than I have, so. play golf, yeah. So.
Yeah, literally for a career. Well, I'm on a 33 as well. I'm going to probably really like him again in a couple weeks here back in the Midwest. But for now, 1 point each way, Cam Davis. Excellent putter on bent grass. His last 50 rounds, he's ninth in this field in strokes gained putting. And you don't typically think of Cam Davis as a great putter because he's not. honest to goodness, probably cost him any real shot at the Barracuda on Sunday. He just couldn't make anything inside of 15 feet to save his life. But bent grass does it for him. I know bent grass was Tahoe last week as well, but bent grass in the Midwest specifically has been good to him. His lone win on tour came last summer at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit with a little POA bent mix. As mentioned, shown well in the Midwest, top eight at the John Deere Classic in Illinois a couple weeks back. Mentioned the win in Detroit at Rocket Mortgage. He was T28 here last year to go with a T12 in 2020. So again, something about just being on that Midwest bent grass, kind of this time of the mid to late July portion of the summer, seems to really, really suit Cam Davis. Couple top 10s in a row, including last week at Tahoe. Four top 10s, actually, his last eight against only one missed cut. Season-long stats don't really mirror his recent run of form because they're actually pretty poor across the board. But been really good his last 30 rounds. So try and catch a little lightning in a bottle with Cam Davis.
I don't know why I always go away from the back-to-back not the back-to-back, but just there's something about Cam Davis that he at the Rocket Mortgage he won the Rocket Mortgage, right?
My biggest winner yet, 150-1.
Yeah. But I just don't necessarily trust him all the way up at this high on the odds boards. Going from 150, you know, to where he is now. He's a tough one for me. He definitely is great in like the proximity from 175 out area, but I don't know. There was just some mental block that I couldn't get through on the Cam Davis betting train here this week.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately for him, when it starts to go wrong, it sort of spirals. He's pretty fiery. He's got a temper to him a little bit like John Rahm does, and he starts to get down on himself. And you actually saw that a little bit on Sunday at Barracuda when he started missing some of those shorter putts. And, and that is definitely the gamble you take betting on Cam Davis.
That might be like a little part of that subconscious. Like I don't know what it is, but I just have that mental block with betting Cam Davis. And I don't think I've ever placed a bet on Cam Davis actually ever.
I bet him fairly frequently. Obviously the big win at 150-1 last summer, but I've hit a few nice long places on him as well, kind of at or around those triple digits. But I've also wasted some money on Cam Davis too.
Yeah.
All right. I think I got one more in front of you. So let me close out my card. I got Adam Svensson, 1 point each way, 50-1. I don't see any Canadians on your card. Did you consider Hadwin, Adam Long, Svensson, any of those fellas north of the border?
No, I'm sick of losing money on those assholes. Honestly, I bet Hadwin. I bet Svensson. I bet, you know, I've done the gamut on the Canadians in the northern, you know, courses. That shit don't work, man.
Just over it, huh?
Yeah, I'm over it. That's a narrative I'm not following this week.
Well, I'll give you a few more then on Svensson at 50-1.
Sorry, and I'm just a grumpy old Canadian hater right now.
Well, he has made 7 straight cuts. He, as you said earlier, is playing some really good G. Actually been improving each week, it seems, during that stretch. First 3 in that run, he went 69th, 40th, 45th. Then 3 straight finishes in the 20s. Finally popped 2 weeks ago for 6th at the Barbasol. Much like Davis Riley, another guy who models really well for me in this field. He's just been nails with his irons during this hot stretch of play, even better with the putter. He's T4 in this field last 24 rounds. And then of course, Shadow Cal said, Canadian dude in the upper Midwest. How can you not love that storyline this week?
I'll tell you how.
Oh, Canada, it is. All right. Couple for you, short of the triple digits. Matthias Schwab, 60-1, and Callum Tarran, 90-1.
Yeah, Callum Tarran. Bomber. He can put it out there, man. He showed well. I want to say it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm very interested to see him on this course that's known to produce some winners in the longer digits. You know, he's a Euro Tour, a DP Tour guy. Love those guys. Same thing with Matthias Schwab. One of the guys that I have been betting since he is playing in the DP Tour. Is he Austrian, I believe he is?
He is English and actually does not have a background on the DP or European World Tour.
Wait, what?
I think you may be thinking of Callum Schwinkwin.
Not Matthias Schwab.
Not Matthias Schwab. Callum Schwinkwin, I think, is your guy.
No, maybe I'm thinking of Matty Schmid.
Maybe Matty Schmid, but he's also...
Either way, Matthias Schwab, yeah. He's
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Callum Tarran. You're talking about Matthias Schwab.
Yeah, I'm talking about Matthias Schwab.
Of course. Yeah, long European DP World Tour. I say long, very, very prominent history. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's Austrian, not German.
He is absolutely Austrian.
That's what I thought. All right. Now we got him straight. this is almost the strength of a field that you would get in your average DP World Tour field. And I think that in a Parklands tree line course, I think that you can absolutely see him winning this. And 60-1, sure, why not? Throw a half unit in on each way, 60-1. I'm there for it.
Yeah, there's always seems to be. Well, I would say that is tournament 3 years old, but there seems to have been a pretty strong European contingent here in recent years. Again, coming off the Open and some of the bigger players from the PGA Tour taking a break here. So he was one that intrigued me as well in that range. Now, your boy, Callum Tarran, the Englishman who has a history on the PGA Tour of China from 2016 onward to Korn Ferry Tour in 2019 before breaking through this season on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, Callum's big hitter, like I said. I'm very interested to see what he can do with this course with the birdies are better. So, 90-1 on Callum. I love it.
All right, and you got two to close us out, both long shots, the traditional T-Max lottery tickets, 200-1 on Kevin Chappell and 200-1 on Big Beautiful Harry Higgs.
Yeah, I'll just real quick, both of them, you know, just hoping for a good week and maybe some place money on that one. If Big Beautiful comes out and win this thing, oh, man, that would be the most happiest day of my life, seeing that big, beautiful man on 18 accepting that trophy shirtless. Boy. Sign me up for that, though. I'm in. I'm all in for that.
It'd be pretty special. All right, let's roll through T-Mac's card quickly again because he couldn't be here tonight with some internet issues. He is on 2, 4, 6, 7 total golfers this week for 17 units. Starts it off with Hideki Matsuyama. He's going 2 points each way at 16-1. Cameron Tringali, 1 unit each way, 33-1. Nick Hardy, 1 unit each way at 40-1. Tom Hoagie, 2 units each way at a robust 90-1. And then 3 plays in the triple digits for T-Mac. He's got Bo Hostler, 100-1 for a unit each way. With us on the Garrick Higo train, 125-1 with a unit each way. And this last golfer, I am furious for T-Mac bailing on this episode and not having to say this himself. He is on Thaya Limpopopaibol.
That's why he didn't want to be on tonight. That's the real reason. You didn't want to have to say that name.
That's exactly why. Well, he's on that guy, 1,000-1, for a half unit each way. So digging deep there. I love it. We'll see. You can see all these picks each and every week, by following at Right Click Picks on Twitter. Fellow Cal, one more time. Let's get out there and right click print money for the masses. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, mates.